If you're an Uber driver, or really an Uber rider, this is a story you might want to pay attention to. Nika Schoonover from the Capital News, Illinois, joins us to talk about a new bill being proposed. Nika, thanks for hopping on the program with us tonight.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
For sure. What is this new bill all about?
Yeah, so the 2014 Transportation Network Providers Act made it so rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft wouldn't be known as common carriers, which means that they wouldn't be liable in instances where a driver might have been sued due to an assault or injury or an accident.
Okay. So like a taxi cab or something like that.
Yeah. It's different from a taxi cab. Taxis are considered common carriers,
right,
but Uber and Lyft haven't been. Yeah.
Okay. And so what this bill does, what is it proposed to do?
It will remove that exemption for Uber and Lyft and would make them liable in these instances.
What does it mean by liable? It makes the company liable or the driver liable?
Well, right now, the companies cannot also be sued if the driver is sued. So if this bill were to pass, then they could also be held responsible in addition to the driver.
Why was there an exception in 2014? Is it because they're not the same thing as taxi cabs, but even though effectively they run very similarly to them? Like, I know when it started, it was supposed to be like this, while you're driving around, people can jump in your car with you and it's a ride share, and we called it ride sharing. But the reality of it is, for the most part, they're just very similar to the way taxi cabs work. Is that why the exception was there, and is that why now people want to change it?
Yeah, Uber and Lyft has definitely evolved since 2014. When the Transportation Network Providers Act was first created, this exemption was helpful in creating more competition between the rideshare companies and taxi cabs, and they were seen as very different. They weren't necessarily hailed on the side of the street. You use an app to order them. They were not seen, and the companies also didn't own the cars like taxi cab companies do. So they were seen very different. But now, with Uber and Lyft basically overtaking the market from taxi cabs, a lot of legislators don't see a reason for having this exemption anymore.
I know the bill is sponsored by Robert Martwick out of Chicago. Is this to protect the drivers a little more? Meaning, like, if something happens in a vehicle and you can sue the company, you're more likely to sue the company than the driver themselves? Like, who's this trying to protect?
This is actually trying to protect the riders. There was a Illinois Supreme Court case that was settled out of court in January 2022 where a woman was allegedly raped by her Lyft driver. And in the appellate court decision, even though she wanted Lyft to be able to be sued and liable for this alleged rape, the appellate court said that they couldn't because the statute was very clear in exempting the rideshare companies from liability when an assault such as that has occurred. So the sponsors of this legislation really want to protect the riders by removing this exemption and allowing these companies as well to be held liable.
We've got about 30 seconds left. I imagine Uber's not happy about this.
No, they have sent letters to both the DNC chair and Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson, claiming that if this bill were to be passed, then Uber charges would increase heavily, and that should be of concern for Chicago.
Wait, sending a letter to the DNC chair, is that...
Yes.
Trying to say, like, a shot across the bow about what could happen at the 2024 convention? Like, why message the DNC chair?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They are trying to warn that this could impact how things flow next year at the Democratic National Convention, and if it were to be passed.
Interesting. Although I don't know how much sway the DNC chair has over the Illinois State Legislature. I guess we'll have to find out. Nika, I appreciate you joining us. Thanks for sharing the story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.